Cuts to senior benefits are slashing income for about 50 Haines seniors. And Haines state foresters are back to work, but focusing on a federal project. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Skagway's Denver Evans finished 7th out of 10 teams over the weekend in the 140-mile Junior Iditarod. The race runs 75 miles from Knik Lake in the Matsu Valley out to Yentna Station, where teams take a 10-hour break before heading back. 17-year-old Evans finished with all 10 dogs just after noon on Sunday. At the finish banquet on Sunday evening, she was awarded the coveted Humanitarian Award, given to the racer who demonstrates extraordinary dog care on the trail. She was also presented with a $2,000 scholarship. The race was won by Wasilla's Kevin Harper, while Andrew Nolan, also of Wasilla, took second, and Willow's Bailey Schaefer nabbed a third-place finish as well as Rookie of the Year honors. The 1,000-mile Iditarod starts on Saturday with the ceremonial start in Anchorage and the official restart in Willow on Sunday. KHNS will air updates starting on March 7th. The Haines State Forestry Office opened back up for local business today. And if you stop by, you might be surprised to see two foresters at work. That's thanks to a federal project in the Tongass National Forest. But even though the office is back to pre-budget crisis staffing levels, it's not all good news. Funding and time for local Haines State Forest business is limited and tenuous. Foresters Greg Palmieri and Roy Josephson are both back to work.
I mean, it kind of came out of the blue, but I guess I'm a little surprised to be back here.
That's Josephson. He lost his job and retired last year when the state legislature zeroed out funding for the Haines Forestry Office. The department was able to piece together money to keep Palmieri on for about 9 months out of the year, but not enough to employ them both. The office was shuttered from late November to March 1st. Here's Palmieri.
I'm glad that the door is open again.
Combined, Palmieri and Josephson have about 50 years of experience as state foresters. They were two of more than 20 forestry staff whose jobs were eliminated in state budget cuts last year. Director of Forestry Chris Mache says the division isn't facing those kind of reductions this budget cycle.
Haines is still, I guess I could say status quo, which it was unfunded last year, so it still means that I have to find other funds in the division to continue to keep that office staffed.
Mache says a lot of the Haines staff's time will be redirected from local services to a federal project. Josephson's position is now completely federally focused. He is the Southeast Project Manager for a Tongass Second Growth Inventory effort. Crews of foresters will catalog 35,000 acres of the Tongass in the next 1 or 2 years.
And we'll go and measure the trees, essentially, and we'll gather other data on wildlife and vegetation and streams, and is the site, you know, how can we log this site and what's the access? And so, you know, we're going to cover every square inch of this 35,000 acres. So it's an extensive project.
Josephson says it was a difficult choice to take on this project. That's because he's going to be out of town a lot. The stretches of forest that need to be inventoried are mainly in southern southeast on Prince of Wales Island, Cake, and Wrangell. He says he'll be gone most of the summer, but there is an upside.
I like walking in the woods, which this is going to be lots of walking in the woods. So.
Palmieri will also spend a lot of time on the Tongass project, meaning he'll be out of the office for days or weeks at a time. He says how much time could depend on what timber sales happen in Haines.
The local operators I should be able to handle, irregardless of whether or not I have to travel for some period of time and you know, spend a month with Roy working on this project down there or not. I think I can take care of that. The real issue will be prioritization if the bigger sales get moving forward.
By bigger sales, he's mostly referring to the 855-acre Baby Brown timber sale. That spread of old-growth spruce and hemlock along the Klahini River will be put out to bid this spring. Conservation groups appealed the final best interest finding for the sale, but their appeal was not upheld by the Department of Natural Resources commissioner. Baby Brown is the largest potential timber sale in the Haines State Forest in 20 years. Forestry Director Maish says revenue from a large sale would help keep the local office open. In the meantime, the Tongass Project is buying time for his department to look at other solutions to keep up funding for the Haines office.
It's a dynamic situation, so things, you know, change pretty quickly sometimes.
Palmieri says he's gotten better at coping with the uncertainty.
I can't do anything other than continue to move forward the best I can.
He says he still hopes that the legislature might recognize this office needs to stay open. Thousands of Alaska seniors got a letter from the state last week informing them that their monthly benefits would be cut in half. Around 50 seniors in Haines rely on the monthly allowance that got chopped. The monthly reduction went into effect today. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
Almost 12,000 senior Alaskans receive the state money through the Senior Benefits Program, and almost half of those get the allotment that's getting cut. There are three tiers of senior benefits. Those eligible who fall into the highest income bracket receive $125 monthly. That's the portion that, as of March 1st, is cut to $47. According to the Division of Public Assistance, 49 Haines seniors and one in Skagway will be directly affected. 71-year-old Diana Kelm has lived in Haines for the better part of 20 years. Monday, sitting at her kitchen table, she pulled out the letter she got last week. She says the cuts came as a total shock.
That's the first I heard. Then they had the audacity to send me an application to reapply. Forget it.
The cuts are part of last year's budget reductions. More cuts proposed last week in the House Finance Subcommittee suggested eliminating that top tier altogether, leaving the program intact for seniors whose income falls at or below federal poverty guidelines. Those individual seniors who have an income of less than around $1,200 a month will continue to receive monthly benefits of $175 or $250. Denise Daniello is the director of the Alaska Commission on Aging, a division of the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services. She says the decision to cut the third tier by more than half was a reasonable offer for seniors living with the least amount of income.
The payment, you know, reduction was confined to the highest income level in order to protect the most vulnerable who are at the lower income levels. You know, we're very, very concerned, of course, and we're advocating to restore some of those funds at least. It'd be nice to have it all restored, because it's going to affect a lot of people.
Daniello encourages concerned residents to call in this week during the House Finance Committee's public testimony period.
It's an important program for seniors, and seniors definitely use that money to cover basic life necessities.
As for Kelm, she says she's able to live comfortably on her retirement. She no longer has mortgage payments, and she does not own a car. But the cut to her benefit still stings.
I'm not a person of a lot of wants. So I cover my expenses. I have a little extra in case something happens, you know. The $125 a month sometimes gave me a little bit of leeway for extras.
She says she lives frugally and she's happy. And she adds extra money that she does manage to squirrel away often goes back into the community by way of donations to local nonprofits. Those contributions are the first things to go, Kelm says, because there's simply nothing else she can cut out. On a recent afternoon, Josie Johnson was at the Haines Senior Center for lunch. She didn't want to be recorded for this story, but she says she uses a lot of her monthly benefit to drive into town from Clukwan for lunch at the center twice a week. Johnson falls in the middle tier, so her monthly check is safe for now, but she says she fears it's only a matter of time before it gets cut too. She says it's a wait-and-see situation. Margaret Siebens is the independent living advocate and benefits specialist at Southeast Alaska Independent Living in Haines. She says she works with seniors every day who rely on the benefit for things like groceries and supplemental health insurance.
I'd say all the senior citizens that we work with that qualify for the senior benefit, that money is already spoken for living expenses. It's really going to impact some budgets out there.
Steven says most are on a limited income and budget down to the nickel. So for many, even $50 is a harsh blow to the pocketbook. Back out on Beach Road, Kelm says so many seniors volunteer and contribute to the community, and it's disheartening when they're overlooked.
I think it's denying the value that seniors have to their communities. We have people who are seniors who are very significant contributing members. And it's not to turn them out to pasture. They don't live in rocking chairs anymore.
Over the last 4 years, the caseload for the senior benefits program has increased by more than 1,000 seniors. And unless Alaska legislators vote to reauthorize funding, the senior benefits program, which began in its current form in 2007, is set to expire in June 2018. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.